change times ahead because after, what, 25 years at the helm, you've decided to call it a day as the athletics team manager, and many great memories, no doubt, down through the years.
Well, absolutely, of course, Chris, and thank you for remembering me. I mean, it's been a busy week, and I'll come to the competition this weekend in a second. But yes, it's been a busy week, and I just needed to get that point out there that I was finished, and to thank a few people and so on and so forth. 25 years, it began in 1992. It actually began in the week that Donegal won the All-Ireland Gaelic, because I remember clearly ringing from a phone box, throwing a lot of coins into it to find out how that game went, and that's one of those standout memories. But basically, I've been there and done that over that period of time, and there's been many, many memories. And on the memories aspect of it, I suppose, like, people will relate to Sean O'Sullivan, to Rob Heffernan, to David Gillick, and all of Loughnane, people who won European, World, and Olympic medals. So there were others. There were a few others, many others. There were teams. There were good days, bad days. The nature of sport being at world level, at European level, there are massive days, there are very disappointing days, there are emotional days, and I was very, very privileged to be in the middle of it all.
And I suppose, being from a small country, I mean, one of the great things about an Irish success on a European or a world stage is one does get so much coverage. You look over to Britain and somebody could win a title, or maybe even come second in a world event, and they wouldn't even be a household name. But in Ireland, if you're making it at that top level, you do get recognised.
Yes, that's a very good point. And, I was very aware of that. And I was also aware, obviously, from the point of view of my sport, that if we were doing something on the international stage, that it was going to make news back at home, and people at home were interested. And we are a nation who generally, no matter what sport you're engaged in, that you are interested in success and what's going on in the next parish, in the next county, and then in the next province, so and for the country. So yes, I was very, very aware of that. And looking ahead, then I had to make up my mind: was I going to go on to Tokyo? I had that option very clearly. I'd been interviewed for that job. I had got that job. That would have meant another 3 years right now to go forward to Europeans, Worlds, and so on, and Olympic Games in Tokyo. But I took the job. I waited for 10 days and thought about it and discussed it and stuff. And in the end, just before London World Championships there recently, I decided to talk to Athletics Ireland and tell them maybe it was time for me to step back and let somebody else in there, and that I had done what I could, and I thought it was an opportunity for somebody else. So I'm happy that I got out on that basis as well.
And athletics really is a giant family. Many people of a certain vintage may recall Ronnie Delaney in Melbourne in 56, and he's still going strong and going round to events around the country. And people who have been representing Ireland, the connection is still there, and it goes right back to the grassroots level, and that's one of the real strengths.
Well, it is, exactly. And it's just, it's a sport in which, you're a 5K runner, you're a recreational runner, you're a competitive senior runner, you're underage athlete. They're all really tired with the one brush, it's the nature of the sport. And then, as you say, all of these thousands and thousands of people now, even in our own county, that are involved, you're pushing through an education about the sport and about the benefits of the sport and all the positives. So yes, and then if somebody does well, and historically, we've had our victories, we've had our really massive stories. And that particular night in Sydney, 120,000 people in a stadium, Sean O'Sullivan being the big deal, and that was just so nerve-wracking for me as well. And I had been 6 weeks in Sydney, and we were preparing for this. And the team was a big team, but in effect, she was the only medal prospect. And I remember walking to the stadium, and my mouth was so dry. I remember with her, and I remember thinking, can I speak even? But you eventually come around, and you eventually get to come to terms with it. So many experiences, and so many evenings and nights, and very interestingly, Chris, a lot of lonely times as well, because I used to do training camps. I used to do pre-camps, I used to do all that stuff, and you were all over the world, and there were a lot of evenings where you were missing home as well, and you know, all of that. So there's a lot of experiences, you know, that people wouldn't really, behind the scenes, people wouldn't see.
Mm. And at a local level, Patsy, great involvement, of course, Finn Valley, and we've seen clubs from Donegal doing so well, punching above their weight, and things like the primary school sports, which seems to just grow from year to year, and so many people getting their introduction in that way.
Well, yes, I mean, the primary schools athletics in Finn Valley has been a big thing for over 40 years now. It began in McCool Park, and it's really the bedrock of all the young talent in Donegal, really. And the primary schools, it began with track and field in McCool Park. It moved over to Finn Valley, and then it has stayed at Finn Valley now, and then across country introduction in more recent times, and it gives an opportunity. But, you know, I'm never satisfied. You know, there are many, many, many schools out there that haven't engaged yet. There are about 80 or 90 engaged at the moment, but there are 180 schools in Donegal, and I often wonder why they're not all involved. And I don't want to sound negative, but at a time in our life and our lifestyle where obesity and everything else and getting people out to play and getting people out in fresh air is such an important aspect of education, it kind of mystifies me. But most definitely, it's a big, big plus, and it's a really, really great event, and that is the beginning for many.
And it must please you to see that participation numbers, I take it, in the country must be at pretty much near record levels.
They are at record levels. I mean, you know, they are. And I mean, these running groups and clubs and the whole, and fairness to athletics and athletics people, they have embraced all of them, and many people outside of clubs. Just, this is not about clubs, it's about people and whatever grouping that they're involved in. And for me personally, I just encourage everybody to just get with somebody and with a group or with somebody. A group is the big key to it all, and because, you know, there's support in the group, there's that support, you know, on that lonely, wet, miserable night, you won't go out on your own, but you need somebody to lead you, to somebody to meet up with, somebody to socialise with. And it's been for me, look, we're talking about mental health, but I mean, the first thing, one of the key cheap ways to deal with mental health is to just go out, walk, run, you know, just build it, and people will tell you that it's a massive, massive benefit to them. So yes, the numbers have never been better, and it's never been more positive, and, you know, the involvement has never been greater.
And Irish athletics, as things stand, the next few years, how good a shape are we in?
Well, at a certain level, we are in good shape, and I would love to say to you we're in great shape. And I thought coming out of Rio that we were in great shape. And you know, I was encouraged by the European Cup results, and I was encouraged, and I was telling everybody about this great young squad. We moved this year alone. I went to Czech Republic. That was a good outing for our walkers. We got European Championship medals. Brenton Boyce, one of our own guys, got fourth individual, which was a massive result for him. And then I moved on into the European Cup again. We did extremely well at other competitions. We did extremely well. We did extremely well underage. This is the national team. But in London, we did not do well. And I came out of London being negative in the sense that with the media and saying that our athletes weren't tough enough, that our culture wasn't tough enough, that I know the last 12 months, you know, there's a softness there at a certain, you know, it's a deeper discussion than we can have today, but I was critical of my own athletes, and you know, I felt that the culture needs to get tougher, because at world level and my major global sport, it's a brutal world. And you know, I think we have fallen a little bit short. And just interestingly, in the last 12 months, and the reaction in the knock-on from Rio. So that's just my reflection, and you know, I'm just giving my tuppence halfpenny worth, you know, into that conversation.
All right. There's so much we could talk about, but time constraints. Let's fast forward to this weekend. We've had Ulster Even Ages cross-country action and the Dublin City Marathon, something in the region of 20,000 taking part. I'm sure there were a couple of hundred from Donegal. So many people going on to do marathons and half marathons now. They've become very much in vogue.
They have, and have, and there were, of course, hundreds of people from Donegal. Not maybe as many as there was last year, but certainly, you know, I think a lot of people now are backing off the marathon to the point where they're doing half marathons and 10Ks and all of that. But yes, many taking on the marathon challenge. It's one of those lifetime challenges that people tend to take for. The two stories that are emerging that I can pick up on from today, Dublin City Marathon, is Katrina Jennings. She ran 2:42.36 in her race. She was second Irish woman, a Kenyan won it from a Ukrainian girl, but she was second Irish, so she's second in the national championship because the Dublin City Marathon incorporates our national championship. So well done to her. 2:42 is really good. You know, Katrina is the you know, she came back into athletics after a period away. She won the Donegal Cross Country Championships last year. So I'm glad to see her post a 2:42. That's a good performance for her on a return to marathon running. And Noreen Bonner in the Masters categories, again, the national championship. She won her age category with a 3:26.38, I think, or 36:38, and you know, that's a really good performance from her, and it's been a great period of running for her because she's also on the Irish Masters team for the International in Derry. So those are the two stories that I can gauge that are meaningful in terms of national championship medals. There may be others because there are so many more results to filter through, but well done to them. Well done to them.
And any word on the Even Ages Cross Country Championships in Ross Trevor?
Yes, indeed. And a very good day for Donegal. Just as I look at it in front of me here, I just pulled it out and I'd made some notes. Just take it individually, shall we say, first of all. Every boys' race under 10, 12, 14 and 16 went to Donegal. It began with Harry Shields and the under 10 boys from Letterkenny. He won that one, and two Finn Valley boys followed him home in that one, and Finn Valley dominated the team in that, and he got second team as well. Then we went to under 12 boys, and that was Boyd Russell out there from out from Glenswally. A really excellent run from him. He won the under 12 Ulster title. This was the Ulster Championships in Ross Trevor. And then and the under 14, it was a Cranford victory for Oisin Kelly from Kilmacrenan, and a team victory for Cranford. A really good team that Cranford have held together extremely well from the younger ages, and they have been one in Ulster in their age group each time, and they continue to do that yesterday. And then in the under 16, probably one of the most exciting young youth runners in the county at the moment, Sean McGinley from Glenswally as well. He was the winner of the under 16. That was the individual story. And the girls, It was about teams as much as anything. Let's go through the team story. Well, again, Finn Valley won the under 10 girls, and then the under 12 girls Finn Valley, under 14 girls Finn Valley, and then in the boys, Valley, as I said, won the under 10 boys, and the under 12 boys, a very strong Letterkenny team, that can impact at national level, won the under 12 boys from Finn Valley, and the under 14 boys, nothing much there. Sean McGinley, of the older athletes, of the 16 year age group athletes, was the most outstanding performance on the day. Sarah Bradley, number 14 girls, again for Finn Valley, very, very strong. But good day for Donegal. And I'd say a lot of people came down the road very happy. Particularly the Donegal athletes should be happy with their performances. Now they've got to look forward in those age groups to the Nationals, which have been held at Abbottstown in a few weeks' time. And next weekend, all the action moves to Finn Valley for the Donegal Senior Cross-Country Championship, senior men and women. Letterkenny defend the women's team title, Finn Valley defend the men's, and there are underage grass relays on the grass there, even ages again, and that was a very exciting event aspect of the event last year. So it's busy right now, Chris, and back to Finn Valley next weekend.